Hello, I'm Owen Flack, and this is my story, A Tuesday Drive. I arrive home from a busy day at school with a chemistry test hovering in the back of my mind, and get ready to go on the drive I make every week to trap shooting practice at the Cedar Falls Gun Club. I grab something salty from the cupboard to snack on while I get a glass of water. I finish my glass of water and begin to grab the things I need for shooting practice. I go downstairs and grab two boxes of Remington AA light target load and my range bag that holds my clear safety glasses, my green canvas shell pouch, and my black protective headphones. I go back upstairs and head for the door. On my way out, I grab my red Cedar Falls High School trap shooting hat and my well-used Remington 870 12-gauge shotgun. I load my gun and the bags into the trunk of my Blue Infinity G37X. I press the start button and the engine hums to life. With the air conditioning blowing and the radio blaring the middle chorus of Burden in My Hand by Soundgarden, I put the car into reverse and pull out of my driveway. I drive from my white two-story house, leaving the heart of suburban Cedar Falls, along to Union Road, the western border between farmland and housing. I pull onto the northbound highway and drift into the mid-40 mile-per-hour range. I reach a stop sign that acts as the gateway to the majority of the 15-minute drive to the gun club. When I see that the cross seems safe, I press down on the gas and accelerate toward 50 miles per hour. I check my dash and watch the needle move to the right. The song has changed, and the fast pace and heavy sound of Sober by Tool emerges. Tool, being one of my favorite bands, pushes me to move my thumb to the volume button on the steering wheel. I push it a few times, watching the orange notches on the slightly dirty radio screen fill up. My head bobs as the car's wheels drop into different potholes and cracks in the country road. The stresses of the day are lost in the dust as I reach the first bridge on my drive. The distinctive noise of car wheels and asphalt road rings loud in my ears. As my car drops off the far end of the bridge and enters a curve, a cardinal passes in front of the window and swoops into the forest on the driver's side of the car. My car continues to careen around the curve and goes into a straight. As I pass by a collection of slightly dilapidated houses, the forest gets thicker and surrounds the road. Branches arching over the road, creating a scattering of light like puzzle pieces. As my car reaches the end of the green hallway, the body of an unknown animal appears in my view. A smaller animal, likely a possum, raccoon, squirrel, or rabbit, but the broken and crushed body passed by too quickly to be identified. The gray and white fur sticking to the bloody streaks on the road make me think the rotten roadkill might have been a possum. I pass by the carcass, sticking to the outside of the lane to avoid mangling the body any further. As my car passes along another set of curves, I reach the part of my drive I find the most interesting. The asphalt road travels through a marsh with swampy water on either side of the road, and different types of grasses and trees dot the unique biome. The marshes in Iowa are an interesting feature and have unique birds and other wildlife that make the sights of my weekly trip more memorable. Unfortunately, the larger water birds that sometimes populate the marsh were gone, and the better part of my drive met a hollow and vacant climax. The music playing on the radio drew my attention again, and I began to tap my fingers on the steering wheel in time with Pearl Jam. My car hums into the curve on the other side of the marsh and passes into a more wooded area with smaller, older houses dotting both sides of the road. As I speed past the various mailboxes and gravel driveways, I inspect the state of the blemished houses, noticing the subtle cracks and chipped paint on their older facades. I enter a long, straight section of road with cornfields on both sides after I pass the rural hamlet. While wild prairie grasses obscure a flock of small birds as they cross over the road in front of me, the wings sputter rapidly as they drive into the ditch. A group of wild turkeys on my passenger side scavenge the ground at the edge of the fields by a forest. A male turkey displays his colorful tail feathers as he marches around looking for a mate. As I scan my surroundings further, the song on the radio changes to the lighthearted Santeria by Sublime. As I sing along, I come to the first turn of my rural voyage to the gun club. I slow down to make a clean right turn onto the Cedar Wapsie. I speed up just to slow down again before I bump over a railroad crossing. At the same time, a white Toyota Corolla comes around the bend in front of me and passes by, its headlights flashing over my eyes. As I pass around the bend, the road turns into a bridge that crosses over a river that has a muddy green color that matches the surrounding forest. The light reflects off the water, putting a glint in my mirrors. As my car clunks off the other end of the bridge, the song on the radio changes again. Down in a Hole by Alice in Chains begins to play. As a sadder tone of the song echoes through the car, I take a turn around the final bend of the final street. As I pass a collection of different colored cattle in a field alongside a barn, and the gun club comes into sight. The Cedar Falls Gun Club holds the claim to the largest collection of trap houses in the state, with 37 trap houses, 10 of which are always active. After passing a long line of concrete boxes used to house and launch the clay pigeons we shoot, I turn to the parking lot. I pull in next to my friend's silver Ford Ranger, and I come to a stop. I hit in the button, and my car's gentle hum comes to a stop. I hop out and press the button on my key to open the trunk. It makes a gentle thunk as it cracks open. After I grab my gun range bag, I walk toward the gun racks and reminisce over the last 15 minutes of my life, remembering all the things I saw and what the weather was like, what the water under the bridges looked like, and animals that crossed the road, the roadkill on the edge of the road, and the paint on people's houses. Sometimes, even if only for 15 minutes, the relaxing experience of a drive can change your day for the better.